Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, the 26th of March.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. Good day to be alive.
I like today.
I'm going to be in Tennessee a week from today.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I'm so excited, Tyler.
That should be a good time.
Oh, we're going to need to have to plan ahead those podcasts. So yes, we get, yeah.
Okay. We can do that.
Because otherwise, they're not going to get done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll ponder.
We'll ponder and make sure that you guys get your daily dose of, or tri-weekly dose of us.
Yeah, try.
Tri-weekly, yeah.
Yeah, it's tri-weekly.
Yeah.
Because it'd be three. Three is try.
Very true.
So, sounds good.
All right. Well, anything else? Anything going on in your week, Tyler? You always want to vent about?
Oh, I had a highlight. My highlight of my day today was, and it's the little things in life.
Always
I,
are.
It's the little things in life. I hit my seventh Safeway sandwich, so my next one's free.
Oh.
It made, and I like that Safeway, because, okay, people that aren't from California or Northern California, Safeway is the grocery store. They have a little deli that makes sandwiches. They're delicious. They're $4.99. Basically, after you get seven of them, your eighth one's free. Well, they used to, and it's when you, like, punch in your number so they keep track of it kind of a thing, you know, the seller, whatnot.
Right.
It used to be that they would just... The next one, they would
automatically. You could
like, you wouldn't. Sometimes it'd be a surprise. It'd be like, I'm at my eighth one. It's my free one. But then I always end up, my dad would take it.
Right.
So if you buy the seventh one, you get the eighth one. So I have a little coupon now.
Right.
That says for a free one. So I'm ecstatic. That's gonna be my lunch tomorrow.
Fantastic. And they're good sandwiches. Like they're pretty good. They're not like gourmet or anything. But
oh, no, but they're. I mean, you can. They're all. I feel like they're fresher products than other places.
Right. Say the
Quizway.
What?
Quizway.
I was gonna that works. I was gonna do like the
Sabono.
Sabono. That sounds oddly sexual.
I know.
And kind of funny. But never mind, that's not an appropriate story for the podcast.
Never mind. Moving on.
Because my girlfriend is a gynecological nurse practitioner.
Oh.
So I have lots of vagina stories.
Oh, that's good.
Which I'm not sure are appropriate to tell on here.
We'll paste those out.
Yes. Speaking of vagina stories, we're talking about stretching today.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about specifically static stretching. Tyler, why don't you give us the rundown on the static stretch?
The stretch.
Yep, there it is. It's when you, it's the stretching that you think about.
Yeah, it's not the bob one, right?
No, that's ballistic.
Yeah.
That's like, annoying. Yeah, you got that
one. I always see people do, and I just look at them and go, you look at yourself in the mirror at all when you do that? Because you look really weird.
You look weird, and we know you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Even though ballistic stretching has been shown to be more benefit, like improve your range of motion faster, the rate of injury is like 20.
It's not worth it.
Is ridiculously higher. So, it really isn't worth it.
Yes, still, I can never say it right.
Static?
Static. I always want to say, I want to add an L. Ballistic. Well, I want to go with like slag.
Well, think static clip.
Yeah, static,
you know?
Electricity. But I always want to put an L in it when I read it, when I do anything with it.
Right.
I have a weird mind. But yeah, basically, just think of the normal stretching that you would do with anything.
Right.
You'd see anybody do before they do any kind of activities of what so matter.
Right, exactly. And so there is a lot of kind of discussion about whether static stretching before workouts or after workouts or whatever is appropriate. So Tyler, what do you usually do for your static stretching with yourself, with clients, all of that?
I stretch afterwards.
Okay.
That is how, basically I do it afterwards, A, because, at least right now, I'm lifting a lot, and so my muscles are tight by the end of it, so I want to stretch them out, and in the beginning, I'm usually not as warm as I could be. Uh-huh. So I tend, like, stretching cold isn't that good for you.
Right, very true.
Where injuries happen.
Now, static comes from the Latin word statos, which I just looked up on Google, which means to stand, which doesn't have any relationship to this conversation. I thought it was going to be awesome, but since I figured I took the
meaning.
Exactly. When I, since I took the time to look it up, I thought I'd
clue you in. Share how it means nothing with it.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, well, static stretching before is bad for you, static stretching after, or not static stretching before can injure a muscle, blah, blah, blah. So we're here to help you set the record straight.
It's set.
Now, there are numerous studies saying that static stretching before an event can decrease power.
Which is not shocking.
Which is not shocking at all.
It's not why is it not shocking to you?
Well, one, mentally, when I stretch, I'm calming myself down. Uh-huh. So if I'm going to play a rugby game and prepare myself to take the heads off of like some big Samoan guy, calming myself down is not the best idea to produce the most amount of power. And then on a neurological level, but no, you're just knowing that being in a lengthened position is it releases certain, you know, neurotransmitters, blah, 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 and it cools down your mind's activation of that muscle.
Okay.
Why is it not shocking?
I mean, I was going just real the physics of it. To be explosive, if your muscles are so stretched out, it takes more time for them to compact and then do an action.
Absolutely.
If they're already not tight, but if they're flowing.
Right.
They can react faster than if they're lengthened, they have to come back together and then do something.
Right. There's I'm getting a little bit too probably anatomical for this conversation, but there's a perfect resting, what's called a sarcomere length, and that's just one of your muscle fibers. So you want that sarcomere resting at a good length. If it's too short, that's going to produce less power for the given amount of time. If it's too long, it's exactly what Tyler said, it's going to take much longer to produce that force.
Yes.
And so, static stretch. So a lot of studies have come out saying static stretching before an event is bad, right? Mm-hmm. But then you have your yogis and all of those people who are like, well, range of motion is so important for injury prevention. Want to know something hilarious?
I would love to know something funny.
There is no correlation between stretching before an event and injury prevention. None.
Really?
None at all. The only correlation that you can draw between injury prevention and stretching is maintaining your range of motion. So, say you're a boxer, okay, right? Since that is something you know. And you're throwing a lot of punches, right? What that's going to do is tighten up your chest. If you don't stretch your chest at all, what's that going to do? It's going to cave your chest and stretch out your back overly, right? If you don't do any back work, let's just say all you do is boxing. And you don't know that you need to stretch out your chest. That's when injury can happen, is because you overuse that muscle and it's way too tight.
Okay.
And that range of motion is severely diminished.
That makes complete sense.
Right. Now, if you look at the guidelines put forth by the National Academy of Sports Medicine, NASM, it's one of the big-time certifiers as far as personal training and all that goes. I'm working on my master's degree, and a lot of our material comes from them, which I think is pretty good.
That makes
good
sense.
Yeah, and by the end of the semester, so in like 4 weeks, I'll be certified through NASM, which is kind of cool. I didn't even know that was coming.
Oh, that's fine.
And what they say is that you should inhibit over-tight muscles through myofascial release, which is the self-massage on the foam roller, and then you should stretch out those over-tight muscles before activity. So they're talking about general population here. So you and me, who aren't competing in sports, they really kind of leave that sports thing out there. But if you think about it, you and I aren't going to compete in sports. You know, like you and I, like I play rugby, but I'm not going to stretch before a game. You know, I'm gonna do some dynamic. I'm gonna warm up, do all of that, blah blah blah, and make sure my body's ready for it. But I'm not going to do static stretching before.
No.
But for most people. Most people are just lifting weights, and they're not that concerned with power output, are they? Mm-mm. Like, that's not your big concern.
No.
So, if you can maintain a good muscle length, it's kind of a good idea to do that beforehand, right?
Yeah, I can see it both ways into the realm of stretching it before and after. I know I used to stretch before water polo games my shoulder.
Right.
Because I have an awful shoulder and...
Bad shoulder.
Bad shoulder.
You're a bad boy.
Yeah, I need to spank it. But it literally was... it's one of those things where...
Have Danielle do that for you.
It was so much better after stretching.
Uh-huh.
Like, I could literally feel it loosen up. So I got my muscles to the right length.
Right.
Because at normal times, they're not.
Right. Absolutely.
I can see where it's good in certain cases and other cases not.
Right. One thing that I found interesting is that the guidelines put out by most people advocating stretching beforehand is not just a willy-nilly stretch everything. It's find what's tight in your body, release it with myofascial release, then stretch it. Don't, like, say you're not tight in your quads. What's the point of stretching your quads then, you know?
That's productive.
Yeah.
I like that concept.
Yeah, it's just, it's to create what's called the proper length-tension relationship between your muscles. Because if your quads are over-tight, it's going to cause some movement dysfunction. So we've talked on this podcast about other kinds of stretching, haven't we?
Yeah, we've talked about, like, the types of them.
Right.
And whatnot, but it's always a good thing. I don't feel like anybody really stretches as much as they should. Mm-mm. Or could.
Sorry, I was taking a drink of water.
Yeah, I should have talked longer.
Yeah, come on, dickhead.
My bad.
So, I completely agree. Most people are overly tight. I hardly ever work with someone, and you probably agree with me, who is overly loose.
Yeah, there's not nobody.
Yeah. I occasionally get someone who has, they've gotten way too loose through yoga or Pilates, and they haven't done a lot of the stability work to go along with that, or they've been a dancer or something.
Or yeah, there's those weird people that just have awful, or not awful, but weird flexibility, mm-hmm. and so it comes across loose. Does that make sense? Or like they're looser?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay.
That's where I was going with that one. I thought it was pretty funny.
I didn't go there.
Yeah, no, exactly. They have, they've done something like gymnasts are typically have muscles that are way too loose for their body. And I think it's important to make sure that you're strong and mobile because most people's concern is twofold. Look good naked. Be as functional as possible for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Those are your two main priorities for most people. And stretching is one of those things. So if someone has the time to stretch before a workout but not after a workout, hell, do it. If they have time to stretch after a workout but not before a workout for whatever reason, do it.
Yeah.
It's important to make sure that your body is in alignment.
I can't stress it enough. I mean, I do it after every workout.
Right.
I usually will stretch my legs out every workout just because I have little to no flexibility at all.
Right.
And then also my back because I always seem to have some kind of a back issue and I always stretch my shoulders out. Like there's pin areas I always go for.
Right.
And then mattering what I worked out, I'll then go more in depth or less in depth.
Right. So if you did a chest workout, would you stretch your chest out more?
Yeah.
Or, okay, yeah. And I, you know what? A lot of bodybuilders are like, you know what? You shouldn't stretch out your chest after you worked out your chest. Because it's just going to ruin all the work you did. But that's kind of bullshit.
Well, it's also, I'm not trying to get huge.
Yeah, you're not trying to be like Jay Cutter.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be Mr. Olympic.
Yeah. No. No, thank you. Someone else can have that crown. Thank you very much.
I don't need that.
No.
But I would suggest everybody does stretch to some extent.
Right. And you know what? Be it the... Stretching on your own, or the weekly yoga class, or whatever it happens to be, choose something that you're going to stick to. That's probably the most important thing. Is if you just stretch, you know, once a week, probably not enough flexibility for you.
At minimum, I'd go 3 to 4.
Yeah, 3 to 4 before or after every workout, and then we've talked about myofascial release as well. I think that's an important component we probably don't talk about enough. Is just making sure your muscles are inhibited. The ones that you don't want working, and then the muscles that you do want working can get activated. So that's big. And then a lot of people also get caught up, I find, in the types, the stretches they do. They're like, oh, well, that's just so basic. Basic's okay.
Basic's really good, actually.
Yeah, because
basic for a reason.
Right, exactly. And through my Pilates training, we call the basic stuff essential. You know? And essential, like, they asked us this question at the beginning. Like, what does essential mean? What does essential mean to you, Tyler?
That, like, you have to do it every time.
Exactly. And that was the answer. It wasn't, it comes before everything, blah, blah, blah. No, you have to do this. This is something that if you don't get this and really incorporate this with every single workout, then you're not going getting the best out of your workout. So getting the basic essential stretches in. So like the reaching for your toes. But my two favorite ones, reaching for your toes and coming to a kneeling hip flexor stretch with the arm reaching above. That pretty much gets everything. Those two stretches right there are probably your bread and butter. You can just hang down, reach for your toes, stretches out your calves, hamstrings, back, and then coming to a kneeling position with one leg in front, almost like a lunge, that's going to stretch your hip flexors, and if you reach your arm above, it's going to stretch your lats and your obliques as well. And so those two stretches pretty much get everything. If you have time for two things, that would do it. And then you have your, over-flexible, under-flexible people. So just start slow.
I'm under-flexible.
Right. I had a guy, oh my gosh, this was so silly. He was going skiing a couple years ago. And so I was talking to him about why he was inflexible a lot, and this was his reason. Well, I was going skiing, and I was going on some really, really steep slopes. And before I went skiing, I decided that, you know what, it's going to be really, I might have to trek up, like I might fall and lose a ski. So I have to make sure that I can walk uphill. So without even easing into it, he cranks up the treadmill to as high as it goes and starts walking up that at his normal pace. And when you go as high as a treadmill goes and you walk at normally, you're going to increase your what's called dorsiflexion or your ability.
Your calf,
exactly. Yeah, you're going to stretch out your calves a lot. And he tore his calf. Yeah, he has like massive amounts of scar tissue there because he didn't ease into this. I don't say that to scare people, but just to be like, hey, don't jump into this. This is a lifestyle.
It's not a concept of if you can't touch your toes, don't put weight on your back to throw your body forward. You'll break something.
Exactly. Don't sit like toe to toe with someone or foot to foot with someone, with your legs straight, and then have them grab your arms and pull you.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
It's not good stuff.
No. So ease into stretching and flexibility before. So let's summarize. If you're going to stretch before an event and you're an athlete, probably not the best idea. If you are a regular person who's stretching, it's probably a good idea to stretch the things that you know are tight.
I'm going to go out and let me say that if you're listening to this, you should just stretch a little bit before.
Right. And then, like Tyler was saying, stretch the muscles that are tight afterwards as well. Because that's just important to make sure that you have a good length tension relationship.
I like that you make the point of saying that stretch the things that are tight. I always would do that like after a warm-up. Because after a warm-up, though, I feel less tight.
Right.
So warm up first, then think about stretching. That's, I think, you're gonna realize, oh, I'm not as tight as I thought I was.
Right, and think of stretching as part of your integrated dynamic warm up. So you do your walking or whatever on a treadmill, you jump rope, whatever. Then you do some stretching, and then you do some dynamic movements to get your body warmed up, and that's your warm up. That whole segment, that first 10 minutes, not just the walking on the treadmill or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
To get your body, your core temperature up and your body prepared for, because warm-up, the purpose is to get your body prepared for movement.
Yeah.
Not just get your core temperature up. So, cool. Anything else that you think is important?
No, that we hit on? That should do it all.
Fantastic. Well, why don't you take us out old school, Big T?
I'm going to go with energy drink.
Energy drink. So we got Spark and energy drink. We should probably have a contest for these, you know, and enter people into like a free week of online training or something like that.
If they can guess why I'm picking these things.
Yeah, exactly. We'll start that next week or something. Okay. Okay. Well, with that, hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Peace. Oh, I'm a nice one, I'm free.